This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good afternoon, everyone. We will call our Game, Fish, and Parks Commission meeting to order. It's November 7th and 8th, 2019, here in Watertown, South Dakota. We'll begin with reading the conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the Commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former Commission members. If any member of the Commission has completed a written disclosure of conflict of interest, the Commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any Commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose the conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Does anyone have a conflict of interest to disclose? Seeing none, we'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is approval of minutes for the October 2019 meeting. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next subject is additional commissioner salary days. I guess I would ask for three times to peer and back, one for visitor information presentation, and two for talking with legislative committees about certain items of interest, including the park fee increase. So, any others?
Move approval.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we're down to item four, license list requests with Chris or Kevin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with Game, Fish, and Parks. If I could turn your attention to page four in your booklets, we have two license list requests today. The first one being a student from SDSU. His name is Spencer Thompson. He's looking at doing a writing paper or an exercise, and his subject matter topic here that he'd like to focus on is bighorn sheep hunting in South Dakota. Because of that, he'd like to contact the bighorn sheep license holders for the 2019 season and ask them a few questions, interview them about the hunt, the satisfaction of the hunt, and potentially even go hunting with them if they already haven't been hunted, haven't been already out hunting. So with that, we do have four licenses. Bighorn sheep licenses in the state right now. Those four are one in the Badlands unit or around the Badlands National Park, and then three licenses valid on that Elk Mountain unit. We would like also to ask you to waive the fee of $100 for this request. If that is, that's up to the commission to have that authority to waive the fee, but we'd like you to waive that fee because we as a department would call the four bighorn sheep license holders and see if it was okay with them to have this individual contact them before they actually were contacted. So with that, it's kind of neat to have a student write a paper on this subject matter, and with that, I'm looking for your favorable approval.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and maybe he'd send us a copy of his paper when he's done.
Excellent, yes, and we can request that.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. If I could turn your attention to now page 4A, this is our second request for list of license holders, and this request comes from Bad River Beetles. This is a company, a taxidermist company, that uses those beetles to clean skulls and to make those European mounts. So this would be for a marketing, and, you know, to obtain some more clients, so strictly for business purposes. And really it just comes down to advertising and having that information to contact those folks that do have a big game license that might be looking for a taxidermist. So with that, I would also ask for your favorable approval on 4A.
Second. Discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. That takes us down to item number 5 on the information items. Second Century Initiative update, and just wanted to give you a few updates on where we're at with the hiring of an executive director for the Second Century Initiative, or the Habitat Fund Board, the Second Century Habitat Fund Board. We do have an executive director hired on, and her start date will be November 12th, so starting actually next Tuesday. Lisa Wire is her name. We're very excited to get her started on. And with that, we will have a board meeting, hopefully scheduled before the first of the year, with that Second Century Habitat Fund Board. So we're going to be putting together dates, looking for times there when we can have that board meeting. We have a lot of things to cover there. And with that, it'll be good to really hit the ground running and to get those things accomplished that we have to accomplish. The other part of that, we do have a survey going on right now of the bounty program, and we would like to kind of hold off on the discussions of that until December. We won't be getting those results from that bounty survey until early December. Hopefully mid-December we'll have survey results to discuss with the commission, but there is a survey going on across the state of those that participated, then also those that are just general members of the public, a random stratified sample, a statistically valid sample of both those different groups of individuals. So again, that survey should be here in December, and we'll have a good conversation at that time as to what the results were of those questions. So looking forward to that. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Tom and just talk about the Working Lands Program and where we're at with the Second Century Initiative Working Lands Program.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, good afternoon, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Those listening, this is Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Deputy Director and Chief of Wildlife. Just real briefly, an update on the Working Lands Habitat Program through the Second Century Fund. Right now, we have 21 landowners or producers enrolled in the program as of Monday, and I should have updated this last night, but I had one more come in yesterday, so we're up to 22. Just under, right at about 1,300 acres. So right now, with these enrollments, probably about 25% on our way to the initial goal of 5,000 acres. So we are starting to get some more interest. Our habitat staff, our law officers, our private lands habitat biologists, partner positions through like Pheasants Forever and other partners are continuing to work with producers on this, getting the word out and getting some more folks enrolled. We're still at a level where the enrollments coming in are actually a little bit larger acreages than initially anticipated as well. Again, we're still probably at that 55 to 60 acres in average size. So there, from a habitat perspective, there's going to be some good quality habitat out there. But again, also remember the opportunity there to hay and graze those acres that are established through the program as well. Also want to share with you just a couple other items that are happening from a promotional standpoint. Just recently, there was another news release that went out on the program, making sure that the public and folks are aware of it, in particular that really it's the only game in town right now for a habitat enrollment program, with rules still being written and developed for the Conservation Reserve program itself. So we want people aware of that. At the last Habitat Fund Board meeting, one of the requests that was brought up by a member was a suggestion and an ask of developing a flyer that can be shared with other conservation partners, such as conservation districts, Grassland Coalition, and other partners out there, that they can just go ahead and hand out and have available at some of the events that they do. We're finalizing the last few details on that and plan to have that in print next week, and we'll get that distributed so folks have that at their fingertips as well. And then on December 10th, the South Dakota Association of Conservation Districts is having their statewide meeting. It's actually going to be held in Pierre, and I will be attending that conference and presenting there the Second Century Initiative in a bigger format, and also talking about this habitat program and all the other habitat access programs that are part of the initiative itself. So we got some key things going on in getting the word out and continue to promote the program itself. So just wanted to give you a brief update on where things are at with the Working Lands program, and would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions? No questions. Thank you.
Yep.
Is that it then for that?
That would conclude the Second Century update, Mr. Chairman.
So then we can go to the commission schedule.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'll start this discussion, and this will be number 6 in your commission book. At the last commission meeting, you recall John Kotelnik provided you a concept approach based on the conversations we had with you as commissioners about moving into the future, in particular with a goal of trying to get information, action sheets, and other relative documents to you in a more timely manner, and to give you more time to actually review, further study, and ask and come to us for some other questions before we actually get to the commission meeting itself and go into the thorough discussions. So with that concept in mind, again, John Kotelnik put together kind of a skeleton of what that would look like for the whole calendar year of 2020, looking at seasons and different regulations and how that might fit into doing an every other meeting where action items would be in front of you for actually doing finalizations. That would not preclude the opportunity to bring forward potential proposals or recommendations on a monthly basis, but finalizations would occur on an every other meeting type rotation. So after that discussion last month, we said we'd go back and apply what we had as at least tentatively for the 2020 season setting schedule to that overall concept, and that's what you have in front of you. One thing that's added to this that we haven't had in the past in looking at the overall schedule is that fourth column, or that column all the way to the right, and that really goes to trying to address the main point that you folks talked about in getting information to you earlier. And that just there identifies what that target date would be to send you proposals, finalizations, at least where we are at that point in time going into the commission meeting, so you have more time to look at them and study them. And basically we took the approach of trying to get those to you 2 weeks in advance of the next commission meeting. So that's the flow and the pertinent information of that very fourth column there on the right. Probably of significant change, looking at the overall concept, as we've talked with staff, for many of the seasons, this won't be any issue whatsoever. In particular, we've made some changes over the years of going to every 2 and 3 year recommendations for many of the hunting seasons themselves, including fishing regulations. So not too much of a concern there. A couple of seasons that will become a little more work, and we need to figure out a few details on our end as well. In particular, it would be seasons that have those limited licenses like deer and elk. In particular, those that we really rely on doing some key surveys in conjunction with setting those recommendations. So, for example, we are slated and we will be doing our elk aerial survey coming up in January and February, this coming here in a few months. We do that right now on a 3 year rotation basis. We're looking at bumping that to a 4 year rotation. But one of the keys of that elk aerial survey is to have the most up-to-date and recent population estimates that we can from that survey to help generate those recommendations for license types moving for the next couple of years. Well, that survey slated to occur in January, February, and one of the main reasons for that is having that adequate snow cover for visibility portion of the survey itself. Now, in years past, the elk season, typically what we have done is brought forward recommendations in the month of March at the March Commission meeting, and then we finalized in April. So under this structure, what that would create for us to do is to come to you in January with at least our initial thoughts and recommendations for the elk hunting season with a finalization in March, but with the understanding that there's a very strong likelihood that we will be bringing adjustments to you at finalization as we conclude those elk aerial surveys on those years when we do conduct it. Not impossible. We can certainly make it happen. But I just want to be up front and forward with you to understand that when we do a season like that, for example, that you will see most likely some adjustments or changes at finalization. Now, we have done that over the years with the antelope hunting season as well, just because of the timing of that aerial survey. And we would bring forward recommendations and then some adjustments at finalization based on the results of that survey. So I just want to bring that forward just so that you are aware of that. And those are the things that we would work on as well on our end. The other key point to this then is based on this tentative schedule was trying to retain those, I'll say, historical timeframes when we had applications due. And that's where some of these seasons will create us or cause us to go back 2 months so that we can get the recommendations to you as proposal, finalize, and still have those application deadlines in a very close proximity to what we are today, just to give our sportsmen and women plenty of time to get their applications in, know if they're successful, and make their plans accordingly. So that also played into the overall tentative schedule here as well. We do have a few adjustments that we'll likely make to this yet, just based on some recent developments like waterfowl hunting or waterfowl regulations we need to add into this. And we've got a few more discussion on some management plans. But in general, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is what this schedule would look like if you, it is your desire to move forward with this type of a structure, which would be, again, finalizations at an every other meeting approach. There could be proposals at each one. There'd still be some months where we would not even have scheduled proposals. And then also then a deadline of getting you that information in a more timely fashion with a goal of 2 weeks prior to the commission meeting so you have more time to review and study yourself. So, Mr. Chairman, with that explanation, we will sure try to answer any questions, any concerns you might have, or any suggested adjustments you'd like to see on this.
Any questions? So, Tom, to be clear then, when we get the proposals, is that when we'll get the sheet of who's proposing, why it's being proposed, the pro and the con? I mean, we'll get them for proposal time, not finalization time. And that's right. Going to be 2 weeks ahead of the meeting where we discuss proposals.
Our goal would be to provide you the action sheet, which has all that information on there, from the non-resident criteria to the R3 pieces on there to the actual recommendations of that particular season or regulation or whatever that might be. So you would see proposals and or finalization sheets 2 weeks in advance is the goal and objective of that. One piece, Mr. Chair, that obviously isn't included that we're going to be talking about here in just a moment are petitions.
Right.
Those would still fall under the auspice of the structure that's outlined in state statute, and we would deal with those accordingly based on when they would come in. But this would be based more on the regular scheduled seasons or regulations.
Sure. Okay. Any questions? Comments? No? Good. Thank you.
Yep.
We'll put that in place.
We'll put together a final, make sure everything is in place where we need to have things at, and then we will provide you that final copy and we'll proceed from there.
Great, thank you. So we go to number seven. Oh, sorry, Kevin.
Yes, and along with that commission schedule, I just wanted to touch on a little bit to make things, you know, get information to you folks sooner, more efficiently, and just, you know, that 2 week advancement is so critical, and we want to make sure we achieve that. And one of the things we're looking into is e-board software. E-board software where you can have a tablet at all times when you're up there in front of us or we're in front of you, and you can always have that at your discretion to have, you know, it's compatible with Windows, mobile access, you can access it anywhere. We're really working on that right now, and Rachel's been doing some due diligence, just looking at different demos, pricing. So we're hoping to have tablets in your hands with some software by January 1. That's our goal. And so we can go electronic moving forward. That does mean we're likely going to phase out of these books. And once we phase out of the books, everything will be electronic. So I know that's going to be a change, but that's something we can all discuss here as well moving forward. But we're excited to do this. We're excited to make things more mobile and to make things more accessible to the commission. That is the overall goal. So
we'll keep going to be tasked with making sure we know how to work it.
Yes.
Rachel will definitely guide us along the way, so.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 7.